This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, giving believers wisdom to see, hear, and perceive in their minds the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To those who believe, it makes sense to accept God's gift of forgiveness through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. In addition, He opens the eyes and ears of believers to understand more of the heart of God and the ways of God. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, Paul writes, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?" Then he adds, "But we have the mind of Christ." The Holy Spirit gives us the wisdom to know that God doesn't need any input or counsel. Who am I, a mere finite creature, to try and give input to one whose knowledge is infinite? Far better for me to, as it were, sit at his feet in all humility and listen and observe what he is doing in the world. We saw this when we recently studied the book of Job. When God asked Job questions about some of what he created, Job was blown away into silence. When he did open his mouth, he confessed, "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent." Job 42:3-5. Our pride and independent spirit blind us from seeing the hand of God in creation, hearing the voice of God in the Scriptures, and perceiving in our minds what God is doing in our world and wants to do in our lives. God has prepared better things for us who love Him. What a great adventure the Christian life is meant to be.